Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas. This is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinkin' Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Why are we going this early live with fake news on Thursday? We never do this. Well, our attorney's called, and it turns out the Austin area is going to put a fucking highway right through the goddamn middle of this place here in 2 years. So we got 2 years left in this building, and then it's all gone. But before the show started, obviously I was on the phone with lawyers and all that other bullshit. We were talking about perhaps having one last party, and it's scheduled for January of 2026. So maybe we invite all of our listeners out to Austin, and then we just burn this place to the ground.
Well, not literally.
No.
But if it happens, it happens.
Oh, right? Yes. You know. Yes. For insurance purposes.
Well.
If it happens, obviously.
Yeah, just give them all the evidence already.
No, it's not that. It's not that. These buildings
are... This is circumstantial evidence at best.
Yeah, these buildings are old warehouse. We lost heat, what, internet this week, water.
I mean, they're using rap lyrics against Young Thug now, so...
Well, would this be a RICO sitch? Are we more than three?
No, because it's past, present, and future crimes, but... Yeah, Young Thug... California tried to pass a bill to make it... illegal to use someone's art in their own prosecution.
Yes.
But I don't think it passed.
And it's not in Georgia.
And he's in federal court anyways.
Correct. Yeah. And it doesn't exist in Georgia right now, so they keep bringing up his lyrics over and over and over again. And by the way, he wore his own label t-shirt into court the other day, which is awesome. What's he trying to say, Delco? It's really clever that Thug stood for...
Truly humble under God.
That's it. Is that true, or is that just really clever lawyer speak?
It's not that clever, even.
I like it. Mm. For a young black man like myself, dude, I'm truly humble.
What about Milrow?
What's the name of that company? Yeah, but what's the name of the company for the
Lank.
People? Lank. Until let a naysayer know. Now, that's what he's saying, but obviously that N-word is probably just the N-word there, which is clever.
What N-word are you talking about?
It's not naysayer, friend. Mm. It's definitely not naysayer. And if he would have won the national championship, that clothing line would have exploded. But, you know, it has a different meaning now. Some say he got the greatest coach of all time to retire.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to, let's say if Georgia had beaten Alabama and that had all gone well.
Yeah.
And then Kirby Smart had retired. Right. Nick Saban, that would be something. But when your own player retires you, that's not great.
So come up with ways that you think would be awesome for whatever the last night will be here. And I mean, it's only, 23 months away.
I think over under on deaths, what do you think?
For what?
That party.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
One
of the things I was thinking about was one of those big spinning round boards, and we just shoot arrows at it or something, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know who the person duct taped or tied to the board's going to be yet. We'll see.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll figure it out as we get closer.
We're not moving to Florida, Reed. So knock it off.
Oh, is that what he said? Yeah. Oh, where?
Delco will Delco migrate wants us back to go to Florida
for sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Ironically, we were talking about right before we came on air. It's just too fucking pricey right now because the state is great, Reed. That's it.
Yeah, I like Florida.
Usually, you would have asked us this question, 5-6 years ago? We would have been like, no, dude. People are throwing alligators through the drive-thru at Wendy's. And people's nipples are getting bitten off.
I mean, I'll probably get a place down there, but I'm not going to live there. You know?
Just that fucking...
Like a place in the Keys, probably, because that's nice. It has a very Caribbean feel. There's actually a place, I think it's North Key West, that has a bunch of random ass fucking deer running around that are friendly with people. I'm into that, right?
Yeah.
You just pet the deer, just like muss up his hair like a little toddler.
Sure.
Like, hey, little fella.
Yeah.
And then you just carry on about your business. I would be into that for sure, yeah. But as far as my day-to-day life, I need to be... It's like the opposite of being a registered sex offender. I need people to be 500 meters away from me at all times. You know what I mean?
Very true. Craigers is saying, I know where you can get great land. Look, Craig, where you live is beautiful. I obviously went to your wedding there.
What, in Maryland?
Yeah.
I'm not.
There's nothing there.
Come on, man.
I love you, Craig, but there's nothing out there. He lives literally in cornfields. He got
married. I don't give a fuck about that. That would be fine for me.
Yeah.
You would not survive in the wild. No. For 10 minutes, you would be done.
It's not even the wild. So when we first moved here, I had, 2.5 acres over that other place? You were there. Even trying to keep up with that, with like 3 kids and shit like that, dude, it's a real motherfucker. And when things go wrong, especially when you start getting like well stitches and everything else, no, dude, I don't last in that.
Well, I dug a well I was 8 years old, yeah.
No shit. Do you wish after that?
No.
You didn't drop a penny?
I only wish on stars.
Okay. You want to wish on me?
You're not a star.
I'm the biggest, brightest, beautiful star there is.
So
that's why we're early here this morning, kids. That's it. I got to figure out what to do after this. They're talking like I've never had a highway move through anything that I've been a part of.
Life is a highway, some people say.
Well, Tommy Cox says that. Tommy Cochran says that life is a highway. If we were on Patreon today, I'd play the full fucking song.
I was this close to having Bob play that Same whole here. Fucking, not the song, but the whole fucking the music video. Yeah,
fucking thing, dude. Would
sorry, have been I, awesome only, today. I only acknowledge the Rascal Flatts rendition of
we
it.
We don't do that around here. Okay?
Bob, I am armed.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. Dangerous. Next time you say some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Wait, isn't Rascal Flatts from like Australia or some shit? They're Furriners, aren't they?
I'm not sure. I
think they're Furriners.
That is Keith Urban, I believe.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
he's Australian.
They're American.
Yeah, they're American.
That's a stupid fucking name.
It's like a country boy band, you know? It's fun.
Between that and We Got a Fast Car, that was on the other day, Luke Combs, and people were like, oh my God, this guy. No, it doesn't beat the original. Why are we doing
it? It doesn't beat it, but Luke Combs could sing fucking Happy Birthday to me and I would fucking get wet.
But
you know what I mean?
Rascal Flatts is also a good harmonizing, you know, Bob can speak on this.
I don't need white boy Boys to Men. I don't need that. I don't fucking need it, okay? We did that. We had Boys to Men. It's over. Fuck out of here.
What's Rascal Flatts' biggest song, Bob?
Unironically, it might be Life is a Highway just because Cars it's was not. Such a big movie, but I'll check out real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But I remember listening to them like, I don't know, late 90s, 2000s, somewhere in there. I forget their fucking song with their hits.
Dude, I mean, literally the first one that comes up is Life is a Highway. If you want other ones, you got Mayberry.
Is that about Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, you know, just wishing they were back in Mayberry.
Where are they from? Does it say, like, geographically where they're from? Are they from North
Columbus.
Carolina?
The flats of Columbus, Georgia. Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh, Ohio. Okay. Well, that's not in...
I feel like I should have known that.
That's nowhere close.
No.
To Mayberry, North Carolina, which doesn't exist, but...
And then there's What Hurts the Most.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song, actually.
No, they've got hits. I'm not saying...
Rascal Flatts... Freedom.
Yeah, I'm not saying Rascal Flatts doesn't have hits. Don't come after me for that. They definitely have hits, and I like Rascal Flatts. I just don't like the cover of that song. Same with Luke Combs. Love Luke Combs.
Yeah.
I don't like the cover of that song.
He's also a good dude. Yeah. We've had a string of musicians who are like high quality people lately, like Jelly Roll, for example.
Yep.
Really super high quality dude. He's good friends. I don't know him personally.
Well, he just testified in front of Congress. Yeah. I watched it. It was
but
great.
He's like good. He's super close friends with a lot of friends of ours, Danny and some others. Super good dude. Posner, he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking super, just like...
Dallas Alexander yesterday.
Thinks about everybody but himself. Yeah, Dallas is a good dude. Fucking Ryan Weaver.
Yeah.
Former Apache pilot that we had on. A lot of high-quality people getting into music these days. It was kind of the dregs of society for a while, right? You didn't think about musicians as being good people for a long time because they're all, like, kind of pieces of shit.
Yeah, but the industry has changed, luckily, where it's
well, independent right. stuff, I think, is helping.
Right. That's exactly what it is. Because you create your own fan base now. Yeah. So if you are a good person, congratulations. People will follow you and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Hammer the like button on YouTube. Like and subscribe to the videos on YouTube. I don't think we've gained a subscriber in, what, a month, Bob? Somewhere in there?
It's been pretty light on the traction. But it's
well, it's an election year.
Yeah.
And you know YouTube loves us during an election year, huh? They're going to love this top
you know,
story, too.
You know what also helps? What also helps, I'm told, yeah, I talked to Eli Cuevas. One of the things he mentioned, and I think Bob noticed this on Unsubscribed's YouTube channel, is comments. Specific, like, comments that have to do with the actual show for search engine optimization. So I'm going to very brief explanation of what sure. that is. Google, the search engine, the company Google owns YouTube, right? So YouTube, everything on YouTube that's public, not private, like unlisted stuff, but everything that's public on YouTube indexes in Google search engine, right? So it is a marriage made intentionally to promote their own product, right? So the more that you comment stuff that is specific to the show, the more when somebody searches for that thing, like let's say we have Mike Posner on, somebody goes and searches for Mike Posner. If there's 1,000 comments on our Mike Posner episode on YouTube,
uh-huh.
then they're going to fucking, it's going to show up in their search when they search for it.
Right.
It's super helpful and it needs to match what's going on. So while we appreciate all the comments, you guys always leave really funny ones too. Ones that are specific that have keywords that have to do with the show that match up with the actual content, that's the way that it works the best.
Okay.
So on today's show, we're going to talk about some weird shit. We're going to talk
Airlines.
About United Airlines and little piss boy Scott Kirby.
Yep.
we're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about the Pope blessing pounding off. Just things like that. So listen to the show. And the things that stick out most to you for that would be newsworthy, comment about that specifically, and that is a big help for us.
Yeah, it really is, and that'll help jumpstart this thing, and obviously, you know, it goes on to everything else and blah blah blah, and that way we can spend more money at the party for the last day. What do we call it? What do we call the last day here when we're here in 2 years?
I don't know. Let me think about that.
All right.
I'll have some by the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll come up with a fun party name for the end of it. Now, they said they're going to relocate us somewhere. I don't know where the fuck that is, but we'll figure it out.
I think we should move into the Capitol building downtown. They should give us a space down there.
You know where we almost ended up, right?
Like, how much space could wheelchair really be using?
Oh, dude, I've got a better one.
He can only get to places that are wheelchair accessible. That can't be everywhere in the Capitol.
So when we first moved here, the advertisers, we had a meeting with them and everybody else, and they were like, hey, you know, start looking at buildings. We're going to pair you up with Rogan's team tomorrow
stuff. At the Austin Statesman building.
Statesman.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was right down the street from where I lived on Riverside, too.
They were supposed to implode it by now. It was supposed to be exploded, and that was the reason why we didn't take it. None of us did. Because they were like, look, this is
well, they also they wanted to give down. Us a fucking nasal swab every time we walked into the fucking building.
Correct.
Fuck that.
And there was nobody there. Nobody works there anymore. And they offered to give us an entire fucking floor. And when I say it was like office space. I mean, it was the whole goddamn
probably
floor.
Like, if I had to guess, somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 square feet of offices, right? And they had sets set up in there too and shit from an old production company.
Yeah. You could do anything you wanted in there. But the thing is, they were gonna implode it. The irony of it is here we are 3 years later. They haven't touched that fucking building yet.
Somebody bought it.
I think it's I think Oracle ended up buying it, but they've never done anything. The permits to build downtown are so backed up, even WTF down there, that they're going to be open for years. So
yeah, they actually sold that building, sold that WTF is in, and it was the high rises above it that sold, but they got sold as a part and parcel. That was three fucking years ago. They haven't done a goddamn thing yet.
Nope.
Not it was after 2020 too. It was like early 2021, I think, when that deal went down, and they still haven't done a goddamn thing.
Now the highway here is they've started that, and that's about a mile away from here.
Yeah, well, life is a highway, some people say.
It is. God damn it, I wish we weren't on fucking YouTube today. We could really play the full Tommy Cox video. Cox.
Go listen to, if you're out there in the audience, one of the couple hundred people that are watching this live, after the show, go listen to Life is a Highway. But you can listen to both versions if you
want. I'd say what, Delco, can you just rip it and put it at the end of the show, audio-wise?
You mean on the audio show?
Yeah, on the audio show.
I mean, I prefer not to.
Why?
It's an awful song.
Are you kidding me?
God damn it, dude.
Are you fine? Some people were talking about replacing the fucking national anthem with it. How great that song is.
I think we need to have a fucking conversation about this. When I say with the audience, though, we need to have Danny post a poll on social media to see who's the bigger hater between me and Delco.
Oh,
because I think it's him.
I do too.
Because I'm a better.
I got Delco.
I don't see myself as a hater, but I could understand how it'd be perceived that way because I have weird standards about things and shit.
Sure.
And I'm also ambivalent to a lot of things. So
I think you hate way more.
No, it's
You're a volume shooter, but when I hate something, I hate something.
I don't know, man.
There's not one thing that you've ever gotten excited about in your entire life where I was just like, oh, man, you're genuinely excited about that.
Is that Fire Delco event or Fire Dan? I guess either way it would be Dan. Beerworth, you piece of shit.
FDE?
Yeah.
I don't think
Do we put a fucking huge thing of you, like Burning Man, on top of the building?
Well, we could burn a cross or something. Is that okay? It is where he's from.
No.
It is in Northwest Georgia.
Sure is. We got a listener here in the studio. Cannot come on the show today. He's very adamant about it.
We're not allowed to say his name, but
But he is drinking at fucking 10 a.m., so.
That's true, yeah. I mean,
like don't treat us like we're the pieces
of shit. He's on vacation.
So. He sure is. Don't hassle me. I'm local.
Ross, I'm not a hater. I'm just even keel. I don't get
too
high.
How are you even keel?
Not a prayer.
What the fuck does that mean?
Not one prayer. It is usually one to two sentences tops. And it is all hatred across the board.
Not true.
It is.
I just don't get excited about a lot. So it's just kind of like the same.
Not getting excited. That's ambivalence, right? I understand that because I feel that all the time, which is to say feel nothing all the time. However, you were just like overtly talking shit. You said it was a bad song. You didn't say I don't care about that song. You said it's a bad song.
It's an objectively bad song.
Cochran's Life is a Highway.
That's literally subjective. God damn it.
You fucking monster. Jesus Christ. Honestly, man, play Man in the Mirror tonight and take a good look at yourself.
I think we're going to fucking
make that change.
It's going to be Delco on that fucking spinning wheel now.
It might be, dude.
And I'm going to be shooting arrows at him while Life is a Highway plays nonstop hours. Yeah.
Is Tom Cochran still alive, Bob? Yeah, we'll hire him to play the bonfire.
His day rate can only be like maybe 10, 15K, right?
He's 70 years old.
Yeah.
He's still alive.
Is he still performing?
I mean, this recent picture of him makes it look like he is.
Okay, because you know I'm a fucking Conehead, obviously, too. I like Mark Cone walking in Memphis. Mark is still playing shit, and I just missed him.
You know who else is still playing is Creed.
Oh, yeah, 9/11.
And we're going.
I know. Tickets are so expensive.
People have actually started, friends of mine started reaching out to me like, I want to go.
We're all in. We're going 9/11 in Dallas. We will be there.
You can book them.
Get tickets wherever you want.
You can book them. There's an email for bookings.
For Tom Cochran?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and reach out?
I'm not kidding.
Just see how much it costs.
I will.
His quote is. Because what we could do is just do a live show from WTF. They've already got a stage set up and everything. We go live down there in 10 seconds. Find out what his quote is.
And then we'll be the reason Tom Cochran dies. He gets alcohol poisoning from Heart AF and dies.
Yeah, now that we're in Texas, I tell you what. Bob,
then I'll eulogize him. But like, Tom, as Tom said, life is a highway.
Right? It is.
And you got to stay out of traffic because he's got ran over by Hard AF Seltzer. Brought to you by Hard AF Seltzer.
Brought to you by Hard AF Seltzer. But I tell you what, Bob, since we're live in Texas, that's an easy one. That's fine. We can have free booze all night. Find out what his quote is. And this could be actually pretty quick.
I'm sending that email right now.
Okay. Mm. And who is it? His rep?
Yeah, it's his reps. Yeah.
Okay, if we hear back before the end of the show, that would be amazing.
I'm all in. I heard Snoop Dogg for something. Oh, no, it was Coolio, too. They were 10 and 15K, so, like, it can't be more than that.
No, Coolio was at a bunch of the SHOT Show stuff, like, 2 years ago, I think.
You want to hear something dark? He did my buddy's tailgate for $5,000 at USC. USC.
$5,000. I mean, that's right down the street from where he lives, too, so why not?
So I go, how many songs did he do? And he goes, 3 or 4, and then he left, and I was like, was it awesome? And he goes, yeah, it was fucking awesome.
I think he was at the Cry Precision party 2 years ago. Okay. I think is what it was, yeah.
Well, he used to live in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, good for him. Look, I love Coolio. I'm not shitting on Coolio.
Yeah.
If I can get him at a tailgate, I'll get him at a tailgate. But if I can get Tommy Cox for one song and one song only, and we could go live here.
What if you get Coolio to rap Life as a Highway?
Oh, we'd have to get the fucking hologram because he's dead. So sorry. What?
That's fine. The hologram will do whatever we want. You know what I mean? So
we're not that far off. We'll talk about that on Ross Patterson Revolution later. In the meantime, let's get to the news, shall we? United we stand or crawl. Scott Kirby, the CEO of United Airlines, is facing severe backlash after a video of him dancing while dressed as a drag queen has resurfaced online.
It isn't just drag queen, though. It's like a furry drag queen.
It's like a costume. Dog or
it's
a cat.
It's a mashup, yeah.
Recently, the 56-year-old was heavily criticized for a 2021 interview where he explained his company's diversity initiatives after the years-old video went viral on social media. Kirby raised many eyebrows about the efficiency of workers at United Airlines and the safety of its flights. Now, the viral video was just shared on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, via libs of TikTok, along with the message, "This is Scott Kirby, the CEO of United. He's a drag queen and has been incorporating drag into United Airlines. This video should tell you everything you need to know." Within just 3 hours, the video has amassed 2.8 million views on the platform, sparking outrage among citizens. Let's see this fucking thing. Pop it up. So look at that. Is that a dog? He's on all fours. Is that a dog? Or like a catwalk there?
I don't think he's an animal. I think he was just
crying. That's Lady Gaga,
turn the audio down. We're going to get dinged for Lady Gaga, probably.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this shouldn't exist anyways.
No.
It looks like 9/11's happening in the background, too.
Oh, my God. That's right next to the Twin Towers, it looks like. Wow. Oh, my question is, do you feel safe as a CEO in today's world saying, hey, dude, I don't give a fuck about my shareholders?
Yeah, this dude is just like a professional in his community and won't come on our show.
Right.
Which is reasonable.
Sure.
You know what I mean? This dude is the CEO of a Fortune 500 company.
Right.
What the fuck?
I mean,
like one of six airlines that exists. You know what I mean?
It
would be one thing if you were like a regional manager for a fucking McDonald's or some shit like that. Yeah, actually, I fucking got 8 stores under me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a little dancing on the weekend.
I'm trying to just live, live my life.
I don't know. I mean, we've created a society not only where this is okay, but where people will defend this shit. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Get out of here.
Mental
illness.
I don't know what's going to happen with this fucking guy, but Bob, look up how many billions United Airlines is worth. Because, I mean, there's, again, lesser companies, like Dan said. Shit, our listener here can't even come on the goddamn show. And that's he's in the middle of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? What's that?
$12 billion.
$12 billion.
That's their revenue per annum, or that's their value?
It's worth. United Airlines Holding Inc. net worth as of January 2024 is $12.77 billion.
Mm.
Yeah. And like, I look at this from our perspective as a business owner for, let's just take Hard AF Seltzer, for example, right? Let's say they weren't happy with the content on this or whatever. And they were like, hey guys, you guys pushed it too far on whatever the fuck it is. If they came to us with a huge buyout number and said, we want you, you know, to get the fuck out of here because we're not happy with your behavior. Cool, man. I would understand it. I would imagine he would have to be the same way after this, right? Of like, bro, you can't just be crawling around the fucking ground like that in a goddamn cat suit.
Well, they're getting sued right now because of some shit he's done. He made some statements that he wants to like purge religion or something like or religious orthodoxy from the organization.
Okay.
It's like, can't really say that, but
no.
Like it, look, it, certainly you don't need to have a statue of the Ten Commandments out in front of the United Airlines headquarters or anything.
Yeah.
But you can't like reach into people's personal lives or how they express themselves and shit, regardless of its religion or anything else. Like, come on. And this shouldn't be illegal either. He's a fucking, or make him, like if he was an ordinary employee doing this on his free time, fair enough, right?
Sure.
So I don't know if they're going to be able to terminate him for this or not. Frankly, like it, but the, or whether they should, ethically speaking, if he was just some random dick, but if you're the CEO of the company and it's affecting stock price, because mm-hmm. if you're a publicly traded company, your product is your stock price, period. Right. It's
That's
not,
it.
Nobody cares about revenue and shit as long as your
no.
earnings reports look good and you're fucking in the black and shit. So, you know. If it's affecting stock price, then the board, the publicly traded companies are different than private companies. The board has a fiduciary responsibility to term you if you are affecting their stock price negatively.
Right.
Like literally, like legally speaking.
Legally speaking.
If you're like, even that woman from Bud Light, she was a mid-level employee. Like mm-hmm. this has all been blown way out of proportion, frankly, right? But AB InBev had a fucking legal statutory requirement from their board to terminate her and get her out of there because she's negatively affected the stock price. That's just how it is, right?
Yeah.
So it's not something you can really sue over.
Well, with this, you're going to have a tough one legally speaking if you were to terminate him, because if this is a hobby and what he could say is this is a hobby, something I want to do in my free time is mine, and everything else, you're in a real sticky legal situation there. I mean, he would definitely hold the upper hand legally.
Yeah.
If they were to try to oust him.
Well, maybe. I mean, if you can show the SEC especially that he's negatively affecting stock price, you could fire anybody for anything for that. Right? Uh-huh. Like, dude, this is my business.
Yeah, yes. Like if he
that would be no different than somebody working on an assembly line and being incompetent and fucking it up and costing you money. That's literally the same thing. It doesn't matter that it's some like personal trait of his.
Right.
If he was really big into like he like forced everyone to like pray every day. Right. Or
yeah.
whatever. Like,
oh, yeah,
or, like
yeah.
prayed very, very whatever, like flagrantly and annoyingly. And people were like, I'm out on this guy's stock price. And the stock price dropped. Be the same thing. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, it works in a multitude of ways. You know, religion's one of them. Shit. If he was fucking pro-Palestine, people would probably be pissed off as well. But you got to know what your job is, what your position is, and all that other stuff. And again, I'll take it back to the seltzer. Even going into this venture, I looked at the other drink products out there and like Prime. Prime is the biggest one right now that has come off of the shows, or High Noon as well, those two. And they're worth billions of dollars now. But Logan Paul fucking videotaped somebody hanging in the goddamn jungle and was as crazy as us. Doesn't really matter. Portnoy dog walks his own girlfriend in his bedroom. Picture came out, didn't hurt him, anything else. And then their content is roughly the same. So I'm not really worried for somebody like us, but I'm not flying people all over the goddamn world here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to fly with United until they get this guy out of there. and the reason isn't because I don't, if he wants to fucking, there's no kids involved in this so far as I can see.
Mm-hmm.
So be a weirdo all you want, bud. But if you're a fucking mentally ill person, if you have a mentally ill person in charge of your company, I'm out.
Right.
Period. I don't care what the mental illness is. If he was talking about some other kind of weird shit, you know what I mean? I would still, if he's like a flat earther, out. Out. I'm not fucking, if you're the CEO of an airline and you're a flat earther, I'm out, bud, because the doors are definitely getting blown off of that bullshit.
You know what's funny? I was like, yeah, man, I don't need to fly United anymore. I never flew in the first place. It's very similar to Bud Light for me. I hated Bud Light to begin with. I've hated United forever. I looked back in my email search before we came in this morning. I flew it once and I forgot. It was an emergency situ where two of our flights got canceled. And they were like, sir, the only flight we can put you on is United. And I remember going, that's still an airline? And we still, that's one.
Spirit, okay. Frontier, or United? Which one would you fly?
Well, I've never had a bad, here's, oh, this is crazy. I've on never Spirit, had a yeah. bad, I've never had
Spirit
a bad
experience. Spirit has great
Spirit.
Direct flights from Austin to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the best.
And the government just blocked that merger with JetBlue. Mm-hmm. Because JetBlue is trying to buy Spirit. But I've ironically, because if you buy the big seat, which is their version of first class, it's still super fucking cheap. They have never canceled on us, dude. Because we've had to fly to Fort Lauderdale a bunch. And it's the only direct from Austin.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. next up, is it time to nuke China? Might be getting there. Chinese scientists have been experimenting with a mutant coronavirus strain that is 100% lethal in mice. Despite concerns, such research could spark another pandemic. Scientists in Beijing, who are linked to the Chinese military, cloned a COVID-like virus found in, what is that? Pangolins?
Pangolins.
What the fuck is that?
Well, if you watch South Park, you'd know, fuckface.
I don't watch, dude, I stopped watching animation at age 9. I don't do it anymore.
I don't know why. It's one of the best shows of all time.
The writing is awesome. I just can't watch little kids, like little cartoon kids.
Well, here's a picture of Randy Marsh fucking one. And then Mickey's obviously doing something in the background.
He's filming it high as fuck.
Is that Minnie in the background?
No, it's Mickey.
They're taking turns on the pangolin.
And this is what started COVID.
Yeah, according to South Park, this is how COVID happens. Somebody fucking a pangolin.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, they started out, they fucked a bat first.
Yeah.
Obviously, but then this is the one that gave them everybody COVID.
Remember that? It came from a wet market, that whole story. Remember how fucking dumb that was?
Do you remember?
It's not dumb. There's a lot of diseases that come from wet markets.
Yeah, that's true. Not novel viruses.
That travel around the world.
Right, but.
Yeah, but that's how I think that's how maybe the Black Plague started. And and
the Black Plague started in a wet market with rats, right, back in the day, like 1,000 fucking years ago.
And but. HIV is probably from eating. It's from wet market from chips.
Pretty sure that's from the CIA, bud.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, we all have our own.
I'll lean on the fucking conspiracy with that one.
That's fine.
It only killed gays in the black community. Come on. I mean, it's even with fucking COVID. Doesn't it seem like there was a certain part of the population that went out of there? Oh, hey, let's get rid of old and fat people. People are sucking up all the money out of the goddamn. Medical community, and then old people who can't work and they don't have to pay their social security anymore. It makes sense. But with China here, the mice have been humanized, which is fun, meaning they were engineered to express a protein found in people, with the goal being to assess how the virus might react in humans. Every rodent that was infected with the pathogen died within 8 days, which the researchers described as surprisingly quick. You don't say. The team were also surprised to find high levels of viral load in the mice's brains and eyes, suggesting the virus, despite being related to COVID, multiples and spreads through the body in a unique way. Writing in a scientific paper that has not yet been published, they warned the finding underscores a spillover risk of GX underscore P2V into humans, which I don't know what that is. I stopped practicing.
That's the name of the fucking newly developed virus.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Writing in a scientific paper, the professor Francois Beauvais, probably French.
Some French bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason to pronounce it correctly. They can't even win a fucking war.
Moliere really pumps my nads.
Yeah, fuck them.
An infectious disease expert based at University College of London wrote on Twitter, "It's a terrible study. Scientifically totally pointless. I can see nothing of vague interest that could be learned from force infecting a weird breed of humanized mice with a random virus. Conversely, I could see how much stuff might go wrong." You don't say.
Yeah, Professor Richard Ebright, a chemist at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, told Daily Mail he wholeheartedly agreed with Bebe's assessment. I refuse to pronounce his name correctly. Fuck French people.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways, the absence, and I guess technically I'm part French.
Are you really?
Yeah, French Jews. that migrated here through Canada. Fucking just, it's like some people, like Bob's family, have slave owning in their background, and that's their shame. Mine is not the Jewish part. I'm fine with that, but French, I can't.
Did you guys? You were talking about it off air, actually, that you came in the late 19th century.
Yeah.
So did you guys fuck out of there after the Dreyfus affair?
Yeah, it was like, I think the last batch was 1891. I think, I don't remember exactly what year it was. My dad had a fucking, whatever you call it, the ancestry thing. What's it called?
23andMe?
No. He had a family tree that he paid a private company to fucking do, like, back in the day.
Yeah. Okay.
So he traced that side of our family all the way back to the middle part of the 16th century, I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
Okay.
At any rate, the absence of this information, I'm sorry, Ebright said the preprint, which is, preprint is a non-peer-reviewed study that's been pre-printed before peer review, basically. Anyways, that's a new thing since COVID. Well, we had to get the information out there quickly.
Right.
So we're going to fucking publish all these studies that nobody's actually peer-reviewed and pretend like they're real. The preprint does not specify the biosafety level or biosafety precautions used for the research. The absence of this information raises concerns. Raises the concerning possibility that part or all of this research, like in the research done in Wuhan from 2016 to 2019 that caused the COVID-19 pandemic, recklessly was performed without minimal biosafety containment and blah, blah, blah. So it's 2.0, but this time it's lethal, at least in rats, right? Or mice or whatever the fuck.
That sounds like a bad sequel to a movie.
Like if we found out, for example, that a country like Iran or North Korea or somebody else was developing nuclear weapons, we would do something about it and have, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
And but to even use the nuclear weapon, you've got to fucking weaponize it. You have to build a fire set around it, which is very difficult to do. And the smartest scientists in the world have to do that. Oppenheimer, for example, right? There's a literal handful of people on the planet who have that capability. So it's still more difficult. All you have to do with this is fucking 12 monkeys it. Just fucking give it to one dude and let him go fucking make out with other dudes or whatever happened. It was I think it was gay.
Brad Pitt, right? Wasn't Brad Pitt fucking other dudes?
No. It was that fucking.
Was he getting?
It was
fucks?
That fucking David, half albino looking motherfucker.
David Morse is the name. David of the Morse. Actor.
Yeah. Oh wow.
That's, so it's like
a deep cut, Bob.
At what point are we going to take? This sounds crazy, and I'm not a fan of taking military action against anybody. I like to mind our own business, but we either have to shut down international travel for anybody that goes anywhere fucking near that place, but then we can't even control that because if everybody else doesn't do it, then anybody that doesn't agree to not let people from China come to their country, we have to tell them they can't come here, basically.
Right.
Right. Right. Otherwise, everybody's going to fucking die.
Yeah, and my biggest issue with all of this is when I saw – Dan writes the news every day. When I saw you want to nuke China – there's so many fucking places now that I wish were nuked off the face of the earth that it's becoming smaller and smaller. To me, you can get rid of China. You can get rid of all the Middle East. I mean, every single fucking stitch of it I don't really give a shit about. No desire to go there.
Bahrain's dope. UAE's pretty good. Jordan,
Africa?
Jordan's great.
What about Africa?
There's plenty of decent countries in Africa.
Have you been there?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Any desire?
No.
No. So if we,
I mean, like Somalia, yeah. I would like to go to Zimbabwe or something and hunt with the bush guys with the fucking the PHs, the private hunters or whatever the fuck. That would be cool.
Egypt.
No desire. Egypt,
well, to see the Sphinx and the pyramids and shit, I'm definitely going to go do that.
Dude, a Nile River cruise? That sounds fun as fuck.
Buddy of mine just got back from doing it. Just got back from doing it.
I can't do the Nile because it's going in the wrong direction. I don't believe in that. Like, God created the world 5,000 fucking years ago, and he damn sure didn't create some river that goes the wrong fucking way.
Right.
All right?
Right.
That's the gayest river in the world. It's going the wrong way. That's gay.
There it is.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
Yeah, buddy of mine got back from Egypt, and I was like, how was it? Is it worth it? And he goes, absolutely not. Same comments about India as well. You go see the pyramids, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. What else do we do here? Nothing. You got to take camels, all kinds of weird cabs, all that other shit to get out there. And then it's not great. Food's not great. All that other shit. Same with India. Everybody goes to the Taj Mahal and then they're like, oh fuck, we're stuck in India.
Oh no, I've got fucking dysentery. What happened? I'm like, I'm all set.
I'm using my sleeve to wipe my asshole because I can't stop shitting.
Oh, they don't wipe over there.
No.
No, they drag their ass across the carpet like a dog.
Come on, dude. Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's fucking real, dude.
That's not a magic carpet.
Well, no, that's how it became magic. No, that's not real. I made that up.
But look, if you're looking at it for me, all right, cool. What do I really want to keep? Europe, hey, like half of Europe.
Bob, do you remember that?
I like North America. I'd keep that.
Do you remember
half
that?
Half of Europe. Parts of Central America and South America, sure, I'd keep. Yeah. And then the rest of it, you could fucking nuke.
Do you remember that scene from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Mac is talking about traveling and he's just crossing he out the fucking out entire continents?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was pretty much everywhere but Philly.
Like, I don't know what happens here.
Yeah.
Right. And like everybody, all of our friends who've come back from Africa, they say the exact same thing every time. They're like, oh man, the hunting was great. And you know, I got to see the stars and the thing. And I was like, would you ever go back? No.
I can see the stars in my backyard.
I know. Same. Same, dude.
Yeah. But like there, it's like a culture.
But what's awesome that's gone on in Africa in the last, I don't know,
nothing like that, years. But it's like old, right? So it's like the culture of hunting and conservationists, like these PHs, these private hunters, protect the land from assholes, right, mm-hmm. too. So it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
In Mozambique and Zimbabwe especially, it's really pretty there. And that's one thing I will do for sure at some point.
Okay.
But the rest of that country, or continent rather, I mean, I'm going to maybe I'll go to Sierra Leone and get some blood diamonds, right?
Yeah, but I want the blood diamonds if I can get the kid's hand on it. Like, I want to chop his hand off while he's holding it.
Here's what I want. You know, like, they make a stop fucking, Stefan, stop pimping your friend's safari company or whatever the hell you're doing, you son of a bitch. Anyways, he's like,
somebody in the chat,
he's typed it like 8 times.
He's got a safari company.
I'm not gonna say it out loud either, so
I
fuck
will
you.
I can't see it.
It's, well, you couldn't pronounce it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Here's what I want. You know how you get a certificate of authenticity with a signature, like a signed baseball or something? Mm-hmm. I want that for my diamond, but I want all the names of the people who died.
Oh, all the kids' names?
And maybe, well, it's not all kids,
great,
but
a lot of them.
A picture of them, maybe one drop of blood next to it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fucking dope.
Fucking dope.
You know,
right?
How much that diamond would be worth?
A lot more.
Fuck yeah, dude.
A lot more. You bring me the diamond. You bring me the diamond. I want to say it too. And then boom, chop their hand off.
If we could get Jaimin Hansu to fucking be involved in this, that'd be
fuck
even better.
Yes.
I don't know what his day rate is. He's made a lot of money acting, so it's probably going to be pretty high.
I think his day rate is 50.
50K?
Yeah, you can get Jaimin for 50.
I'd do
now
that.
Whether or not he let you chop off a young African kid's hand.
Oh, I'll already have the hand.
With a diamond
by the time he gets there, I'll have that hand, so don't worry about that.
Is it more of like a prank video for you?
Yeah, I open it up like, hey, I want you to hand me this diamond, and we're gonna talk about how De Beers is an evil company, and I don't fucking, and then I open it up and it's just a fucking little tiny hand with a diamond on it. So 50K or so for the diamond and ring itself.
Yeah.
And then another 50K to Jaimin Hansu. I feel like that's all right.
I think that would be worth it, dude. Just to get that little kid's hand, and then that's on your mantle is the child hand.
Oh, yeah.
Holding the diamond and then the drop of blood next to it. Yeah. Too. It's kind of like the RSA certificate for like autographs and shit like
he's
that.
He's like holding the diamond like
exactly,
this.
Exactly, yeah. And it's just, oh, like it just came out of the mine, the little tiny hand.
And every night when we go to sleep, my wife and I, like, hey, take it, remember to put the diamond back. And little Jim's hand or whatever the fuck his name is.
You little Ugandaway, you know, whatever the fuck his name is. Oh, is that? Did you put little Ugandaway's hand back up in the shadow box? Babe, we just got that done over at Home Goods. Put the hand back in the shadow box.
Then your maid comes over and she's like, "Am I supposed to clean this? Like, don't fucking touch it, bitch.
Don't
even look at it. Actually, you're too poor to look at my stuff.
Little Ugandaway's hand. Okay.
Is there a way? Maybe I get a blind maid." Because I don't want her looking at my stuff. Because she's poor, and I'm like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want poor people looking at my stuff, dude.
Or is it? Do you have a remote so it kind of shields it where it's up and down. So she'll never know what it is.
Maybe, and it's biometric. It only accepts our handprint.
Right, right. So when you get home from work at night, you put your handprint up, and then the screen comes down.
Like a fucking Star Wars door or some shit. Yeah, yes. That'd be dope.
God damn it, that'd be great.
I like this, man, to be honest. And then 1,000 years from now, somebody's going to try to break into my house like Indiana Jones and take that diamond back.
Yep.
That'd be dope too, right?
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I'll be dead, so I won't care, but that'll be fun for somebody else.
Somebody else can get the little Ugandaway's hand.
I'm creating generational joy at that point.
You really
which
are.
Which I think is like, I mean, how good of a person am I
and
at that point?
Little Ugandaway's relatives will probably come, you know, back to save and restore the family name and all that stuff.
Yep.
So there's
good for them. Good for them. And I'll leave little. I'll do like a full on Da Vinci Code thing. I'll leave little clues and shit and make it a whole fun thing. Fuck these escape rooms. This bullshit. Like, you're coming to reclaim your family's treasures from me. And I've made it fun for you too. I've given your life purpose, which is one of the best things you can do for somebody.
If you want your great grandson's hands holding the blood diamond right as it came out of the mine, well, you're gonna have to follow this fucking map. Sorry about it.
Yeah, dude. And it's on the back of the Declaration of Independence. So good luck, asshole.
It sure is.
You've got to steal the map first. Then come reclaim your fucking family's precious heirlooms, piece of shit. Should have been born in a different country, bitch.
No, it's not on me.
That's not on me.
You should have.
I'm just a white man doing white man shit.
Just a honky doing honky ass shit, bro. Yeah. We got our first sponsor of the day here, MyBookie. Hey, did that fucking golf tournament start? MyBookie.com.
It just started, dude.
Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I forgot to bet. Have they all teed off yet? Fuck, man. I was doing a lot of shit last night. God damn it.
You can bet live.
All right, good. I'm going to do that. I love to bet on golf. Delco and I host a show on Drinking Bros Sports called Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. So we pick three winners every week. It's like a fucking lottery ticket. But this weekend is also the biggest weekend for the NFL playoffs over here. That's it. Shit. We got four games this weekend, then two the weekend after, and then Super Bowl. And then football's done for the year. A lot of fun games, especially if you're in Detroit. Tickets are through the goddamn roof on DrinkingBrosTickets.com, man. I mean, you watch that game, Delco. There was grown men crying in their 80s who had, you know, not seen a playoff win in 32 fucking years. I mean, it was wild to
Rightfully
see.
Rightfully so, yeah.
I know. One of my buddies from college took his dad, who is now probably in his 70s. Both of them are crying on Instagram. I got caught up in the whole thing and everything else. And then I remember, you know, Detroit fans booed Matt Stafford, and I was like,
that's fair.
Do they really deserve this fucking win? Probably not.
They do.
But Baker Mayfield's there, and either way, Detroit or Tampa Bay is going to the NFC Championship. Holy shit. Never thought I'd see that in my life.
Called
you
it.
You can bet on all of this
weekend. Just kidding. Nobody fucking called
Nobody
that.
Called that. And then we'll see if O.J. Simpson ends up sitting in Taylor Swift's booth at the Chiefs-Bills game this weekend. I'm curious to see if he'll make a pop-in or how that's going to work out. Also want to see if that girl, Gypsy Rose, who had Munchausen by proxy, ends up going to that game and trying to get a quick pick with Taylor as well. All the fun stuff will be available on MyBookie.com, including like cutaways to Taylor Swift, 350 prop bets on every single game. Let's face it, do you really feel alive inside if you don't have a 20 on one of these fucking games? No, you don't. Otherwise, you're reading this fucking news, dude, they're killing mice like they're goddamn humans over there, and that's going to spread around the world. Might as well make a little cash for the kitty before it all comes to a shocking end. And you can do that at MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000, baby. Next up, the Pope blesses pounding off. It's about time.
Yeah, well, we've been waiting on this one.
Forever.
Because I submitted quite a few requests for this. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird form on the Catholic Church's website.
Well, you had to make a stencil drawing, too.
Well, yeah, and you also have to send a selfie.
Right.
I don't know why. It was kind of a non sequitur. It was irrelevant.
I had a sort of Catholic version of a mail-in campaign for this.
Yeah.
So me and every Catholic male that I know, we just went to confession every morning and are pounding off. Every time until they were just, and at first they loved hearing it. Of course.
Obviously.
Right. But
until they found out you were over the age of 9.
And then they were disappointed.
And eventually they just got tired of it every day. Half the line is for jerking
they
off.
They were jaded.
And it's just like, we got to legalize this.
When you have that much of a good thing, because I can imagine walking into a confessional booth and saying, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Hang on. Oh my God, I'm coming. I'm fucking coming. I'm coming all over the goddamn place. Holy shit, I can't stop fucking coming. Can you bless me?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, yeah, we'll do this for you. But I've got a theory on this. We'll get to it. Sexual pleasure is a gift from God. But Catholics must avoid pornography, Pope Francis has said. The pontiff made the remarks during a, what the fuck do you call that? What's that Catholic version of catechesis? What do you?
Hold on.
Catechesis.
That's it. What does that mean?
A catechism. It's a.
Bob, you're the only Catholic here. Well, real one. Delco's not.
Delco's like,
a hater.
A catechism is like a fucking. Catholic.
You were the one that got touched, which is why you have a fucking hatred for it.
No, I was never touched.
A catechism is like not a parable. What's a good way to put it? It's like a little. It's a principle, basically. Yeah. A principle that kind of defines one of the or a statement, maybe a sentence or paragraph that describes a principle of the Catholic faith, essentially, right?
Grow up.
So like principle is a way to say it.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like a sort grow of statement up. Of principles.
Yeah, statement of principles is a good
gross.
Way to put that, yeah.
Grow up.
And then the word that you said, which is the fucking stupid word, is the convening body or event where they would make one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, again, grow up, dude. Grow up. Now you're just making up shit here. Because this is, I'm reading it here, it says, this is devoted to the vice of lust. And this is what he said to his general audience at St. Peter's Square on Wednesday. Sexual pleasure was something to be cherished, he said, but it was being undermined by pornography. And the satisfaction without a relationship can generate forms of addiction. We must defend love, the Pope said. He also added, winning against the battle of lust can be a lifelong undertaking. Holy fuck. I can't hear this bullshit.
I mean, he's not wrong, to be honest. Usually I would not agree with a Pope or a Catholic at all.
Look, it's fine. And I don't give a fuck what you believe in out there, but let's not keep moving the goalpost every 2 years. Remember 2 years ago? Or no, let's take it back six. Let's walk this back six. He hated gays, and then 2 years later he was like, oh shit, maybe gay people can actually give more money to my fucking walls and all my bullshit. So let's let the gays in. And then 2 years after that, he was like, you know what? I was wrong about those gays. Turns out they're not joining the church and they're not giving enough money. So fuck them. And now gays are all right with me. And now that he's at the end of his life and he wants to jack off before he dies so he doesn't feel guilty in the eyes of God, now he's going to step out and say this fucking bullshit
well,
to the world?
It's funny you mentioned that. It's funny you mentioned that. Because in late 2020, Bob remembers this, the Vatican was left in an embarrassing predicament.
Okay.
When the official Pope account, the Pontiff account, was liking thought pictures on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, Natalie.
Fucking.
You remember her name?
Yeah, it's not Agata.
Pull her up, dude. Pull her up. Let's see this fucking
bruiser.
She's
always been the TFM girls' DMs.
I believe it was on Instagram.
Yeah, it was on Instagram.
Yeah,
it was the official Pontiff.
Are these the pictures he was liking?
No, that's not it.
Oh, is that a midge?
She even has it in her bio now, the Pope's favorite. It's Nata Agata.
I mean, that's good. Instagram. That's good.
Pull her up. We can't not show the audience who the Pope has been jacking off
so
to
hot,
all these years.
I get the Pope's dick hard. That's fucking good branding right
it's
there,
the
boy.
Best brand. That's the best endorsement you could ever get.
Yeah, fuck, man.
I get the Pope hard. That 83-year-old pile of shit. I get him hard as I get him all bricked
up.
Yeah,
this is her.
Let's see him.
She's got 3.4 million followers.
She's not that Pope's great favorite. Looking.
She's definitely gotten some surgery and stuff. Go to better. There's better photos. Just keep scrolling. It's all ass photos.
Well, the Pope has a type, at least. We know that.
Well, he is Central American, right? South American?
Oh, that's right.
He's Argentinian.
Argentinian,
then this makes perfect sense.
He likes fucking dumpers, bud.
Yeah. Look, I'm in the same boat. That's why I married my wife, dude. So I understand that. Way to go, Pope. The Pope. But let's not say that everything is fine and dandy after thousands and thousands of years and now that everybody can jack off because you're going to die. I don't really understand that shit. And what happens now? Is everybody who's Catholic over there and believes in that? That's a great picture.
Well, here's what's going to happen. More devout Catholics are going to start to look like fucking Popeye. Well, that too, but also the big forearms from
yeah,
you know, getting
you're insane if you don't think Francis is fucked. He was a bouncer in Argentina.
I agree, but let's not pretend that we're all holier than thou.
It does,
he's cool, Pope.
Yeah,
right?
It does,
like, he's not cool.
He's a Jesuit. He's pretty like chill.
It does feel like a mob appointment. Like he's the like you know what I mean. Like if the head of a union, this is some fucking slapdick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this Pope feels like, to be honest. He was just like a bouncer. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is there old photos of like him as a bouncer?
He's also highly educated. He was a bouncer. Like, he was putting himself through college and shit or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, and he had an OnlyFans and shit?
Yeah.
Is there a picture of him as a bouncer in college? I hope he's all greased up like Swayze in Roadhouse. That would be fucking awesome. Is that him back in the day?
Yeah, this is... I'm trying to find another one. But here's young Pope Francis.
Look at that fucking... Look at this little... Who is he beating up down there?
Dudes.
It's probably trained.
Dudes' butts. That's what it looks like, to be honest. That look on his face, yep. Plus the slight lean to his left, mm-hmm. like that, that's gay.
If he walked into a restaurant and I was with my wife and kids, I'd take my fucking kids out of there, dude.
Yeah. Fucking short eyes over
this
here.
Gay?
Shit.
This gay? This ain't gay.
That's not gay.
That's not gay, no.
That's not gay now.
That's what he's liking.
I think.
Fair enough, yeah. I mean, look, maybe he's on that track of praying the gay away.
You gotta be.
You know?
It's possible.
Well, for him, apparently.
It worked for Mike Pence, too.
Oh, and that black dude from the fucking, from the meme. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gay anymore.
Exactly.
Didn't Milo do that, too?
Yeah,
I think
he did.
He's dabbling. I don't think he's actually been inside a post.
I think he's completely straight now.
That's definitely not true.
We've hung out with him many times in our life, and I think he's completely straight, and he prayed it away. I watched his interview about it, too, by the way.
What did he have to say?
Mentally, that you can overcome gayness and turn your life around.
It almost feels like I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just not going to drink for a while to show myself I can be sober. That's what it feels like. And then he's going to go right back to men's butts.
Fuck yeah.
Well, actually, it's his butt, I guess, in this scenario.
Yeah. Was he a bottom? I forget from those interviews.
You ever see his husband?
Yeah.
He definitely was not the top.
Did they get divorced?
I don't know what's going on there. I wish all the best for him.
Same here.
Really. Because they had a family and shit. So,
yeah. What else? Well, but the black guy did.
Sure.
He had a kid.
Why not? Yeah.
So.
But, you know, he loved men's butts. So.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
Sure. Yeah. So look, guys, if you're out there and you're Catholic, congratulations. Beat off as much as you want. The Pope said it's fine.
It was a big morning.
So you're good to go. Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure.
You, as soon as you saw the news, you were like, fucking, honey, you got to take care of the kids this morning.
Yeah.
I've got some fucking work to do. It's about my religion.
Yep.
I don't want to hear any more about it.
Check that Jergens stock on the old NYSE today. See if that's up. Or Kleenex. Next up... Ketone IQ. I had a shot just before every single morning I take a shot of this. But I had a shot just before we came on air today. And I was like, man, I didn't know there was a sponsor there or else I would have just drank it on air. Sorry, Ketone IQ. But I am a big fan and literally the fucking thing's open. So you can tell that the contents are empty. All right. I can't make that up. What is it? Well, it's brain fuel. Just a clean shot of energy. You don't crash. There's no crazy fucking caffeine or any of that wild shit in there. I know the DOD just gave these guys a bunch of money. Tour de France uses it. Everybody uses it. I've blocked in for the day and completely focused throughout the day on it. And I'm a huge fan of it. It comes in... Oh, shit. It's right here from the box. Here it is. Comes in these little shots like a so. Oh, like a so. You got 6 shots in every box, or you can get a bottle and just pour it into caps, and boom, you're ready to rock. In my personal opinion, lasts a good 4 hours on this, and I feel fucking great. There's no headaches. Again, there's no crashing or any of that other shit. You're going to get it at hvmn.com/drinkingbros. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you 30% off your first subscription. If I get subscriptions, I just send them to the office every day because I drink it every single fucking morning. Gigantic fan of this. It's also in Sprouts everywhere across the United States. So if there's a Sprouts near you and you want to head in there, awesome. Just don't scream out the promo code Drinking Bros to the woman at the register there because you're not going to get it. That's only available online. Go to hvmn.com/drinkingbros today. Promo code Drinking Bros for 30% off your first subscription over there. Huge fan of these guys. And I know they're popping up on podcasts everywhere. It works. It's been a year and a half and I feel awesome, dude. Next up, we got a Daniel Penny update. In case you don't know who he is, put up the hot picture of him, Bob, where he's kind of when he's walking out of court. This is what sent all the ladies swooning here. This was the hot blonde Marine who choked out that shitbag homeless guy on the subway. The young Michael Jackson impersonator who was arrested like 38 times in what a 3-year span. There he is. Look at that fucking hero, dude. What a fucking pimp that dude is. A New York City judge denied Daniel Penny's motion to dismiss the criminal case against the Marine veteran who killed Jordan Neely with a chokehold on a subway last May. While we disagree with the court's decision not to dismiss the indictment, we understand that the legal threshold to continue even an ill-conceived prosecution is very low, Penny's attorney Thomas Kenneth said in a statement after Penny appeared in court Wednesday. We are confident that a jury aware of Danny's actions and putting aside his own safety to protect the lives of fellow writers will deliver a just verdict. Danny is grateful for the continued prayers and support through this difficult process. And Dante Mills, who's Neely's family attorney, said Judge Maxwell's decision was a big win. So now the fucking relatives of the homeless guy are coming out of the woodworks here to go to the court hearing.
Yeah, where were they when he was living on the street for 10 fucking years?
Where were those fucks?
All of a sudden now they're going to file a fucking wrongful death lawsuit against the city of New York subway system or some shit. Like, fuck off,
racial
clowns.
Discrimination. I'm sure Al Sharpton will be there. You couldn't give him a fucking home all these years. But now that he's dead, oh, we miss him so much. What are we going to do without this piece of shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. Continue living life?
On the way into work this morning, Joel said, it's really sad that people aren't scared to help other people now because they're pussies.
Yep.
They're scared because they might go to jail or get sued.
100%.
That is a pathetic indictment of our fucking culture, to be honest.
Yep.
It's just fucking stupid.
There was and this, by the way, is in all realms. So like if you go to any restaurant in downtown Austin, LA has been doing it for years and everything else. There is usually locks on the garbage cans out back. So when they throw the food away, they lock it up because somebody sued. A homeless person got inside there and got food poisoning and then sued the restaurant, ended up getting some cash out of it. Like, we're fucked. The fact that this guy is in jail right now is absolutely fucking crazy. The worst part about it is they're going to convict him. We saw what happened with Trump in New York and all these other fucking cases. He's fucked.
Maybe, but the people of New York.
He's free on bond. He is.
I'm telling you, this motherfucker is going to jail.
I'm just saying he's not in jail right now.
Yeah, certainly. I don't think he should even show up to court anymore. I think it should move here. You can stay in my home. And if somebody comes to try to get you, I'll fucking take care of it, bud. And we'll take care of it together. He's a Marine.
Yeah. And then if you need to fuck a hot guy at night, like he's a good looking dude.
I mean, he kind of looks like Big Bird a little bit to me. I'm not into it.
Wow. I don't know.
I'm more of a twink guy myself, you know.
Are you?
Like Mario Lopez.
All right,
twink with a little muscle, yeah. And he's 50, 3 years old or some
shit? Looks great. Still looks like AC Slater.
Yeah, he posted a picture, I think last night, with him and Mark on...
Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Yeah. And Mark actually doesn't look bad either, but he's all bearded up and shit.
Yeah, he looks good. He's on TV still.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he looks 10 years older than Mario, and they're the same age.
You know what's weird is that entire cast held up. Tiffany Amber Thiessen,
even Elizabeth Berkley, Jesse Spano, still looks good. Yeah, Elizabeth Berkley,
great.
Yeah. Except for Lisa Turtle, whatever her real name, Lark Voorhees.
Well,
she went nuts. Like, she lost her shit. And Screech is dead. He did porn, then died.
But to be fair, I thought Screech was going to die anyway, so that's where I had it on that bingo card. Pull up
It's too much responsibility for a geek like that to get famous and then also have a big 10-inch hog.
I agree.
It's too much pressure for somebody like that. I understand. Like, RIP for sure.
Yeah, it was a hard life. So Lisa Turtle here, oh boy, she got the Sammy Sosa treatment. I don't
this
get
ain't
it, dude.
Sammy
went full fucking
Sammy
cracker.
Was terrifying.
Yeah. So did you see her before she did whatever the fuck this?
Yeah.
She was whiter than this, and then I guess you're adding pigment back to your thing.
Yeah, like, click on that one in the middle, right to the left of the one you're on now.
Yep.
Yeah. So
that was what happened to her.
Yeah.
She's darkened up a little since, but that was the original.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Once you bleach like that and you go back, is that still blackface?
Great question.
Can we cancel her right now? Can we Drinker Bros go out and anywhere you can find to do this social media wise? Cancel Lark Voorhees for blackface.
Uh-huh. Try it. But if you're looking at this photo right here, if she just would have stayed her original color, she would have held up too. Like, I don't really get what happened there.
Well, she's a lunatic too. Like,
is she really?
Her mind broke at some point. I don't know what happened, but she had a lot of problems, unfortunately.
Damn, dude.
So,
all yeah, right.
Maybe, hopefully she's doing well now.
I don't know, man. That last picture kind of weirded me out.
Yeah, but she got back. She got back. She's back to black.
What's your assessment here? Daniel Penny, do you think he ends up in jail? You think the jury?
I honestly have no idea.
A New York jury? A New York City jury?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking gone, dude.
I fucking hope not. If he does, I think New Yorkers should fucking storm that fucking jail and break him out.
They won't. They're not going to do shit. Like, I've learned this about New Yorkers. They don't want to leave New York, and they're willing to put up with the rest of this fucking bullshit and fantasy. And, like, it's just kind of what it is, man. And it takes a lot of money to live there, and I think they all live on this fucking holier-than-thou bullshit. And, yeah, this guy's gone, dude. A Marine? They don't give a fuck about him. If it was somebody raping kids or something like that, they'd be fine with it. They'd be like, all right, 2 years. Well, with this dude, they're going to give life.
It's all about context, right?
Yeah. He can't get life based on the charges.
What are they?
It's manslaughter. So, like, okay, at the most, he's going to get a couple years, probably.
It's 5 to 15.
Yeah, but then, even then, he would be out with good behavior pretty rapidly, unless they put him in gen pop and people fuck with him and he fucking kills somebody else, right? So who knows? It's a vicious little cycle there.
It is, man, and it sucks. I hate to see this because, let's face it, he's also going to be bankrupt from this bullshit.
Well, to be fair, he's a Marine, so he's got a fucking 2024 Camaro with 35% interest rate on it. So he's probably already bankrupt is all I'm saying.
Next up, Americans love football, but they hate Peacock.
All of the people I know that work in professional sports on the media side have posted something similar after that game. Can I cancel Peacock now?
Yep.
Michelle Tafoya, Sage Steele, fucking a bunch of other people.
Every single person.
And the interesting thing about that is they're the only people who shouldn't even need to worry about canceling Peacock because it's a tax write-off for them because they work in that industry, right? So, like, for us, we don't...
Same with us. That's why we have it. Yeah, correct.
So it's like the people who don't suffer the consequences of having to pay for it even don't like it.
No.
I think... it seems like a failed experiment.
We'll see. So, I know the numbers on this.
It's 23 million.
Yeah, 23 million. And for a streaming network, is a fucking lot.
It's the most ever for streaming. For sure the most ever for streaming. It was 5 million less than the next lowest game, and remember these games from week one.
Correct, but they weren't paying for it. So what's is Jesse here? Is she back there? You paid for Peacock. How much is it a month? $6.99, $7.99?
Yeah, it's around like $5-6.
Okay. So what is 23 million times $6? You know, what are you looking at there?
$138 million.
$138 million. Pretty goddamn good. And people are going to forget to cancel it. We do that shit all the time. There's fucking apps that we have where I'm like, are we paying for this? And my wife's like, oh, yeah.
There's an app you can download for that. What's it called? Like Rocket or some stupid shit? I don't remember what it's called, but it tracks all the stuff you're subscribed to. Because, you know, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't like being inconvenient. So there have been times where I've realized I have two or three, in one case, subscriptions to the same goddamn service.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on this one device, and this one device had my other email address on. I'm like, fuck that. Pay.
I'm convinced we have four Hulu accounts out there. And then even people were adding their own names.
Well, that's Jesse's fault.
Yes, it's all her fault.
She should be monitoring the finances.
If you put a crime thing on any one of these apps, she'll download it and fucking...
No, that's not what I mean. I don't mean she's the one engaging in it or purchasing the stuff. I'm saying that she's supposed to be managing the finances, right?
No, I'm managing the finances.
Shut up, Jesse. That's part of homemaking.
It's not.
That's part... No, it's not.
It's not. I do that. I do that part, but...
Yeah, you shouldn't let
her... To be honest with you, though, the way that when I look at the bills every month, and you guys are probably the same way at home... The buyouts of all of these media companies and the conglomerations under them, it's so hard to determine what's what. Like, I think the charge was for Peacock, actually, was like Universal. And I was like, okay, well, where the fuck did that? And one was Comcast, where you're like, okay. And I remember at one point it was Time Warner, NBC, Universal. And then I think it was Comcast, Time Warner, NBC, Universal. So you look at all these statements and you're like, what the fuck am I actually buying here and what was it for and everything else? And at the end of it, you're just like, man, to go through all this trouble to find it, keep the $6 and fuck off. But it sucks. The frozen temperatures at Arrowhead Stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs Miami Dolphins game left 15 fans hospitalized due to symptoms related to hypothermia and frostbite. I think we were all, whoever's watching that game, we know those 15 guys because they kept panning to them every fucking 3 minutes. Remember those shirtless dudes who were out there? I guarantee you those are the guys that went to the fucking hospital.
Could be worse.
Yeah, worse. Your team won.
We did a episode on the Ice Bowl on Softcore History the other day. Remember the Ice Bowl?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 1967 NFL championship game. It was like...
Most famous football game of all time, probably.
Yeah, it was like 30 degrees below zero.
The frozen tundra, Lambeau Field.
Someone died there.
Oh, did they really?
In the stands. An old guy died, just froze to death watching the game.
Yeah, he died doing what he loved.
Sure did.
Freezing to death at a shitty football game.
No, the game was great.
And somebody's career actually launched in that audience.
People don't know this, but a 12-year-old boy, his face got so cracked and windswept and aged.
It launched his career.
It gave him a look, and he became a famous actor.
Who? Barack Obama.
No, that boy was Willem Dafoe.
Shut the fuck up.
He was at the Ice Bowl.
No way. That's why he looks like that.
Yeah, because he spent...
That's a good story.
That's why he looks like the goblin?
Yeah, he looks like a goblin because wow. he got his face kind of got stuck in one pose, and it was that expression, and then it froze, and it never unfroze.
Well, he just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Did he dedicate it to the Lambeau Field?
To the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, I don't know why Mark Ruffalo was there with him. Did he get a star too?
No, Mark Ruffalo will just show up at anything. You can get him to open up a fucking Olive Garden
in black and white, and he just starts crying.
Yeah, as long as it's, you know, for climate change or AIDS.
They were just in that movie together.
Which
one? Poor Things. With Emma Stone.
I haven't seen it.
That was the most recent.
It got nominated for a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm sure it's good. They're fucking both really good actors. I don't like Mark Ruffalo, but he's a fucking good actor. So what are you going to do?
I don't think he's great. Everybody brings up that one movie that he did from 30 years ago. He sucked as the Hulk. Can we just be real?
No, he played the Hulk perfectly.
Yeah,
Edward Norton was the fucking Hulk.
No,
dude.
Edward Norton was terrible as the Hulk.
No, he was great.
Ruffalo was
the... And the original, dude. Who was the original Bruce Banner from the TV show?
Lou Ferrigno?
No, he was the Hulk.
The best Hulk of all time, but even the guy who played him before he fucking turned into
Michael
the Hulk
something
was great. He just died. Fuck, I forget his name, dude. Look up the original Hulk. He was the best.
Where the fuck is it?
So intense and
Bill
steely.
Bixby.
Yeah, Bill Bixby.
It. Bill
that's
Bixby,
it, yeah.
Motherfucker. Like, he rocked.
Mark Ruffalo was really good as the Hulk. You can't. As much as I dislike that guy, you can't say he's
not. No, dude. No, he was terrible.
Yeah.
Fuck Mark Ruffalo.
He was good as the cop in Now You See Me. I don't want to spoil it, you know.
What's Jesse? What's the movie? You Can Count on Me. Yeah, everybody will bring that up.
He was good as a psychiatrist in Shutter Island. He was really good in that, actually.
He was all right in that.
He's been in in Spotlight. He was fucking great.
Refused to watch that movie, but I have heard he's a good.
Because it's about the Catholic Church raping kids.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I watched the full Ted TV series.
All of it?
All of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, it came on. So here's the thing. That was the highest rated original series to ever premiere on a streaming platform simply because they launched it after this game on Peacock. Mm. So it bled right into that.
It was really good. I mean, there's Alana's character plays it weird the first couple episodes, but it evens out over time. And Scott Grimes' character just gets fucking funnier and funnier, to be honest.
Okay.
It's really good. But
I'll give it a shot. The dialogue was great. The other actors were great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the kid that's playing fucking Marky Mark is really good.
Really good. So is his sister.
I will say this, too, with that.
Oh, the sister came. So he had her in, two, maybe three seasons of The Orville as well.
Oh, really?
And then the woman that plays the principal, the black lady, she is a main character on The Orville as well, so he brought a lot of people over that. It's really good. You should definitely check it out.
It seems, I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen scenes from it, and this seems like if you want comedy to come back.
It's live action Family Guy. It's literally live action
100%.
Family Guy. It's
and the writing
good,
is
man.
Lights out, for real. Like, yeah. It is good.
And
it's Seth MacFarlane.
I watched the pilot episode.
MacFarlane's kind of a woke turd now, so you're going to hear some of that stuff, but there's so much... They also fucking go pretty hard in the paint.
Yeah.
Especially like the two or three episodes in, they go really hard in the paint.
Right.
Ross, your girl's in this.
Which one?
Alana.
Alana, yeah.
No, we were
She's
talking
great,
about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about her. Because she, last time, because Dan, you were in the car last time she hit us up, and they were shooting that. It was a while ago, and it's massive. But I think if you're going to do this, so Peacock's entire goal for putting this game up there was to promote everything else that they got going on in the app to make you want to stay for it. And
they
and
did it right. I mean, that was perfect.
They did. Yeah. So the game, you know, roughly 23, 25 million people watched the game.
Which is way more than any other sporting event streaming ever.
Totally.
Way
so more. Amazon usually averages like 18 to 22 million on their Thursday night games. But then it went into TED, which is smart. So every Super Bowl usually does this to whatever TV show they believe in on the big four networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox. Fox, it'll go into like the new episode of 24 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I think that was smart. The other smart thing they did was the commercials they ran in between were for Oppenheimer. And so they said Oppenheimer is going to be exclusively streaming on here. So they really went all in on this one game to try to get people over there. But let's face it, they lost $3 billion last year on the platform. So I'm not sure that it was worth it. Well, this game cost them $1 billion just for this one game.
Jonathan says 20 million people canceled their Peacock subscription Saturday night.
After the game?
Can we verify
that? Verify, and I haven't heard.
That happened with HBO after the last episode of Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
I think they lost one-third of their user base and meet like that next weekend, basically.
Look that up, Bob, while I read this this next ad here. And then Jonathan.
Oh, no, he made it up. What a cunt.
Oh, you fucking. Come on, man. We don't do that.
God
here, damn. All right? We don't do that piece on the message boards where it's like real facts and shit like that. All right? You can say that your grandfather's legless and he just finished the Boston Marathon.
I do wonder how many people canceled, though.
So do I.
Because I saw a lot. Like, so do I. Twitter was pretty lit up with people canceling.
Okay.
So I'm curious.
Look it up, Bob. See if that actually exists here while I do this this next ad break here. Talking about bioproteintech.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Going to get you $30 off your first order. You and I have been taking this for, shit, 3 or 4 months now at this point?
Yeah.
Big fan. It's a beautiful little HGH substitute. Guys, if you're over 35 out there, I'm almost there. You're going to want to hear this. Every year after puberty, HGH, human growth hormone, the hormone responsible for workout recovery, performance, and metabolism, and even sex drive starts to decline, sometimes by 50% at age 35. Doesn't matter who you are, how hard you train, how good you eat, it's happening to all of us. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus is the first of its kind non-synthetic alternative to prescription HGH growth hormone treatments. All the benefits of synthetic HGH without the needles, side effects, or doctor visits. So let's say you're at home and you're taking HGH from the needles through a doctor or whatever it is. You gotta inject it in your stomach every fucking day. If you're not a big fan of needles like I am, can't do that bullshit. So there's where these guys come in. This is just a little vial. They send you 30 per month, one for every night. Put the little vial underneath your tongue. See a nice little sting, dude. And then you'll go, nigh-nigh. Great night's sleep. Really helps you perform the next day in the gym and everywhere else and keeps you alert. So far, so good. We've been taking it for, 4 months at this point, 3-4 months. Best part about it, works super fast and easy, and you see results in days instead of months. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma bullshit, head on over to bioproteintech.com or click the link in the audio description here. Use the code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order. Big fan of that, dude. Those guys have a huge cult following now. And so far, so good. After 4 months, I'm in, dude. Next up, we got a border showdown coming up. A migrant surge continues to overwhelm authorities at the U.S.-Mexico border and in U.S. cities where many asylum seekers are being sent. The Biden administration has given Texas until the end of Wednesday to stop blocking the U.S. Border Patrol's access to 2.5 miles along the U.S.-Mexico border. That includes the area where a woman and two children drowned after state authorities last week barred federal agents from the zone, according to Department of Homeland Security letter. The letter to Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton says the state's actions have impeded operations and are unconstitutional and it cites the deaths among the latest in the ongoing migrant crisis near a city park right next to the Rio Grande and Eagle Pass, where state authorities have erected fencing and kept out federal agents. Do you know anything about this from the Department of Homeland Security here? What's going to happen when this shakes out on Wednesday?
Well, that was yesterday.
Oh, not the next Wednesday?
No, it's okay. Yesterday. So they Ken Paxton wrote a letter back and told them to go fuck themselves.
Yesterday he did that? Okay. What's going to happen
more or less,
here?
He said, let's see.
Because I know they were suing the state of Texas.
Yeah,
he wrote a Texas filed a lawsuit back.
I think. So he Paxton said in a letter back to DHS or whomever it was, Texas will not surrender. He wrote a 3-page letter claiming Texas's constitutional authority to defend its own territory, a power he plans to continue to fight for in the courts, which means the deadline came and passed yesterday, and Texas's response was suck it. Essentially,
yeah,
that we'll continue this in the courts, which is interesting because the DHS letter threatening a lawsuit against the state for defending its own territory is like, that's the weakest, gayest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
like, what the fuck are you gonna do?
Right,
you wanna get into a fight down here? Because I don't think you want that.
Yeah, I don't know what the legal standing is there. I mean, you can't just let one state states get overrun by illegals.
Yeah, if this went to, let's say it goes through the courts and the Supreme Court says you have to let Border Patrol come down there and cut your fucking fencing and let people in, I think Texas should tell them to fuck off. Fuck the Supreme Court, fuck everybody in government. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a right to defend our fucking territory. The end.
And by the way, not only Texas. I think Arizona, sure, California, anybody, all those guys, like... everybody's getting overrun. This is a massive crisis. Now, what I didn't hear about was how the weather affected them down there. Because the last 3 days, 4 days in Texas, you know, it was like 14 degrees here.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard anything in regards to that. But this is getting worse and worse and worse. This election can't come fast enough here. Because you got to shut this down, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if Trump did happen to win... and I don't know what's going to happen with that, but if he does win, there's a lot of work to be done. Like, he needs to close down the border. He needs to stop immigration from anywhere other than, like, Canada for the next 10 years, probably, something like that. He needs to fire everybody in the military. Anybody that's in a position of authority at the true brass level, not, like, division commanders or shit like that, but the Navy has a DEI... a chief of DEI, the fuck?
Right.
You're gone, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
The joint chiefs need to go. The sec def, he's probably going to die of prostate cancer, so fuck him, right? Mm-hmm. all these people need to go. He needs to fire everybody. The head of the FBI, matter of fact, he needs to consider shutting the FBI down entirely, which he won't because he's a... Trump is not nearly as conservative as you like to think he is, not you, but like people. Remember, he banned bump stocks, and he set the precedent. He set the precedent for Biden to try to ban these pistol brace things. He's the one that did that. He's the one that kept Fauci in office. Remember all that stuff. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of work to be done. So hopefully he'll get in and do some of it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here.
Don't trust him.
Yeah, you know?
He's still a politician. I don't care what you say. He's still a fucking politician.
If you fix this one fucking issue, that and inflation right now, those are the top two for me as a voter going into this election. That's all I really fucking care about.
The only way he's going to fix inflation is if he ends the Fed, right? If the Fed chair's gone, no CBDC, the Fed, like, stop manipulating our currency, stop printing currency, get the fuck out, right? That's the only way it'll work, and he's not going to do that.
Because you and I know behind the scenes, just with Hard AF Seltzer, that, like, dude, we know what the cost is and then what people are jacking up that price to in certain areas that we can't stop.
Yeah.
The businesses are doing it on their own too. So Jesus Christ, man. But this border shit, we've got to fucking nuke this out, man. It's fucking insane at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, we know for a fact, for example, that over 250 known terrorists have been let into the country in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That seems not great. Right?
No.
What was it, like fucking 19 hijackers pulled off 9/11?
Yeah.
What can 250 people do?
What? Probably blow up all the Olive Gardens in the United States.
Well, I hope not.
Me neither.
So here's some data I got today. Fiscal year 2024 to date so far. Daily average apprehensions, 17,000 per day.
Okay.
Unaccompanied minors, 612 every day.
Great.
612 children.
Without parents.
Without parents every single day. Let's see, what else? 612. 612 unaccompanied kids every day. We hold them for less than 24 hours before they are moved around the U.S. to special facilities for kids or places where, quote unquote, their families retrieve them, whether that's true or not. 612 a day.
Okay.
I'm sure 612. 612 a day is 1,800 a month, 22,000 a year, 22,000 children.
And they're just going off into the fucking.
They're getting trafficked.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're just fucking disappearing, dude.
It's the most evil shit that's happened in the 21st century, I think, to be honest.
Pretty fucking close. Next up, dog piss.
This is just a little lighthearted one.
Just to end on something positive. We don't usually end on anything positive.
Well, this is HIV positive.
Is it?
No.
I haven't watched it. I haven't.
Well, it's not. There's no AIDS involved, unfortunately. It'd be funny if there was. But this is a crazy-ass story.
All right. In a monumentally moronic scheme, a woman admitted that she plotted to submit dog urine she had collected in an attempt to cheat a court-ordered drug screening. According to a police report, I didn't know that was a bad idea. According to the investigation, Jessica Beatty, 42, was subject to random testing as a stipulation of release terms related to her December 28th arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia and driving with a suspended license. Free on her own recognizance following last month's arrest, Beatty had an appointment Thursday to pee in a cup at the county's misdemeanor probation unit. The test is designed to detect the presence of chemical substances or controlled substances. Beatty apparently was concerned that her urine would turn up dirty, with such a finding likely to result in a bond revocation and her immediate jailing. So Beatty showed up with fraudulent urine sample from the dog, dude. Is that real? Is that fucking real, dude?
Yeah. I mean, she admitted to it after they caught her. I don't know how she did it. I know back in the day, my buddies would put piss in a condom.
Yeah.
And then tape it to their leg and then wrap, not tape it, but like, what's the ace bandage it to their leg?
Yeah.
And then put hand warmers, like one ace bandage loop, then a hand warmer, and then another ace bandage loop until it's fucking tight so it would stay body temperature, right?
Yeah.
Because if you, some of the places that are more sophisticated, it also, the testing kit measures the temperature of the piss too.
Right.
So if it's like ice cold, they're like, this isn't real.
Right.
At any rate, yeah, I don't know how she did it, but she didn't get away with it.
No.
And when they asked her, she was like, oh, dog piss, man.
No way. Yeah.
Where is this? Where?
We have a picture of this butte.
This bruiser? Here. Yeah, look at this. Fucking, she's like, ah.
Terrible. That's not what I was expecting. That's not terrible.
Well, I mean, it's like, that's the face of somebody who got your, I want to understand how she got pissed from the dog, I guess.
Unless so do I.
If she's like a veterinarian or something and she knows how to do it, that'd be one thing, but.
Do you hold the dog's dick? How does that work?
Yeah, I think you just kind of maybe get it under there, but it was her aunt's dog. This is, of course, it's in Florida.
Oh, well, obviously.
I was wondering where it was. Yeah,
Clearwater.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, I lived there for a year. I understand it, yeah. It makes sense. They've got a lot of great drugs down there. That's also why Florida is great. So homegirl probably had some really, really good panty grease. Some of that Bolivian marching powder.
To be fair, though, how do we know the dog wasn't on, or how does she know the dog wasn't on drugs?
That's what I'm saying. So, like,
it's a Florida dog.
And part of me thinks, did she get caught?
What is this that you're looking at? Dildon't.
Dildon't.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, so I was trying to figure this out. Apparently, this is actually really smart. This is how Smoking Gun advertises their other links. So I clicked on Dildon't, of course. And this guy beat up his girlfriend because she said he had a limp dick and he used her dildo to do it
on. Oh, yeah. Well, look,
Understandable.
At least it makes sense. Like, I don't, right. I don't know. And he looks like Mastermind too. What's going on with his fucking head,
dude? I don't know. That's a fucking.
He appears to have a rosary tattooed around his neck.
Yeah, he looks like Mexican Krang. What the fuck is going on with this dude's head?
That's great.
At any rate,
he took the dildo and shoved it into his girlfriend's mouth after she, you know, told him you got a limp dick.
I kind of feel like we should do something with dildon't.
Dildon'ts is a great bumper sticker.
Yeah, maybe we need to. Do something with that.
Dill don'ts is really fucking clever. All right, kids. Now's the point in the show where we get to the drinking bro of the week here. He's back there. You were on camera. Did you know it?
Oh, yeah, you're on camera.
Right? Anybody you want to shout out at least?
Well, don't switch the camera to him.
Don't switch the camera to him. It's fine. He goes, no, I'm good.
He doesn't care about anybody.
Holy shit, dude. I love it so much. He fucking came into that ass and he's like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. And he's still like,
I get it.
No, especially after this show.
I mean, he's right. We're wrong.
No, that's true.
Sure. Yeah,
that's true. Danny sent us one here. Let me find it. Since you're not going to be on camera. Usually when people are here, I'm like, oh, shit, they'll come up. No, they definitely won't. They definitely won't. I understand that. Let's see. Danny and, oh, fuck. We were on this thread at one point, dude.
I've got one.
You got one?
From her, yeah.
Go ahead, pop it up, dude.
Let's see.
My phone just updated on its own last night. If you have a fear of that, too, of like missing an alarm, iPhone just said, hey, I'm going to update this phone for you and just turn your alarm off. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Luckily, my wife was there and it was all good. However, I've been calling people and Lady Di is popping up on their phones.
Yeah, that's your. To be honest, Jesse probably did that to you. If I'm being real. So the DB of the week is this VSP trooper who saved that girl in the ice, in the river,
oh, or shit. The yeah, lake yeah.
or whatever
yeah,
that yeah, was yeah. Iced up. Vermont State Trooper. Let's see. Michelle Archer. Bob, do you want to pull that story
yeah,
up?
Yeah, pull up Michelle Archer here. We'll give
and
her
I'll,
a shout.
And I'll read the fucking, we'll play the video too, but I'll read the thing here. I don't know Trooper Michelle Archer, but she absolutely deserves to be DB of the week. I don't know how she lugs around her duty gear and a wheelbarrow for the giant set of brass balls. This trooper is certainly hard AF. If the DB community can get a hold of her, I'd gladly send her a case of hard AF. She is a hero. Well done, Trooper Archer. And that's from Ben Trask, who I believe
I know
pops
Ben Trask.
Into the
he does.
Chat from time to time.
He's great.
yeah, let's...
Holy shit, do they have video of this too?
Oh yeah, you can play that whole video. You could find it on Twitter, I'm sure. But yeah, I think so she like fucking runs over to the lake, drops her gear, and jumps into like water that's frozen on top, so it's pretty cold,
no
way,
I would imagine. Dude. Here you go. Oh fuck. Oh, is this her body cam footage?
Yeah.
So who fell in?
A little girl.
A little kid?
Yeah. I mean,
holy
fuck that.
Shit.
Talk about a cold plunge.
Oh, boy. Whoa, this is fucking intense, man. And obviously they blurred out her face because she's a minor if you're watching this on YouTube. But this is awesome.
Yeah, it's 8-year-old girl.
Holy shit. That's one of the best Stringer Bro of the Week we've ever had right there. That's incredible footage, man. I haven't seen this.
She's making noise.
All right, you're good, Bob.
Grab an arm.
That's unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, dude. Holy shit. Is she okay? Is everybody okay there?
Yeah, she's fully recovered.
Okay, great. The little girl and the officers are
the officer's fine, yeah. Okay, she's been doing interviews and stuff. If we can get in touch with her, maybe we can get her on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There was also a nearby homo the girl's 6-year-old sibling was also in the water and a nearby neighbor pulled her out.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well,
what were they doing? I mean, I guess did the ice break?
Yeah. No, it doesn't look like it's completely frozen over.
It didn't look like it to me either.
But maybe they were trying to walk on. Look, if it's thin and crispy, it's a little too risky, right? That's what
sure
they say
is.
About ice. Yep. Fuck that.
No.
Unless you know for sure. I mean, look, this is 6 and 8 year old, so whatever, but tell your kids.
Exactly.
Don't fucking walk on lake ice unless you know what the fuck's going on. Jesus Christ.
Man, at the end of Fargo season one, homeboy didn't read the sign. They were like, it's too thin out there. Boom, he's in and gone. But congratulations to her, man. That's a great one. Wow. Yeah. I've not seen that footage before. That's pretty fucking impressive. All right, kids.
She's like a reverse Casey Anthony.
Yeah. She's actually helping. She's saving kids instead of killing them, which is nice. You are headed to SHOT Show. Do you want to tell everybody where you're at? I think we're going live with your panel for suicide prevention on our YouTube channel next Wednesday.
Yeah, it'll be 10:30 a.m. Pacific, right? So 1:30 Eastern. I think, yeah, Giorgio's running the live stream.
Okay, and it'll be you, Tim Kennedy,
Tim Kennedy, Eli Cuevas from Unsubscribe, Donut Operator,
yep.
Cody, Brian Goldstein, a doctor, Tim, and Brian Callen will be the moderator. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. So you can watch that live on our YouTube channel next Wednesday. And then we'll push the other show a little later there. Yeah. The operator usually airs at that time on our YouTube channel.
There's one other thing, too. Where the fuck is it?
Because you're going to be with Justin Melnick with SEAL Team.
Yeah, Melnick. You can look up. Go to Justin Melnick's Instagram. And you can find that information. And then there's one more.
You'll be with Rob O'Neill in the afternoon, I think, right?
He's going to come by. Actually, I think he's going to come to the... to the panel.
Oh, great.
Not to be honest, he's just going to come say hi and shit, and I'm going to go see him afterwards. Hang on, there's one other. Where the fuck is it?
Everybody oh, here we go.
So on Wednesday, after the panel at 2 p.m., if you can't make it to the panel and you're going to be there, we'll be my other company, Double Check, which is the one I've talked about that helps provide gun stores with background information to keep mass shooters from getting stuff in a way that boxes the government out from getting any of the information or violating people's civil liberties. 40652 is the booth number. 40652. The company name is Double Check, and we'll be there at 2 p.m. local. So that's another place you can come fucking say hi or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, so if you're in Las Vegas next week, everybody will be out there. Rudy Reyes hit me up. A bunch of people. Jack Mandeville.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Are you going to Burr Business Party that night, too?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great. Some of these shows will be solo next week, and we'll be here. Just know that occasionally, yes, you do some good in the world, D'Anthony.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Shadow Commander, I literally just said the booth number, you son of a bitch. Now I don't have it. Yeah, hold on.
You dumb fuck.
I should memorize it since I've had to say it so many times. It is 40652 is the booth number. And that's at 2 p.m. on Wednesday.
At the Venetian, right?
It's at the Sands Expo Center, yeah.
Okay. So join him out there. Again, he loves hugs. So if you see him out in Vegas, just come up and give him a hug. Make sure it lasts longer than 14 seconds. He loves it.
Yeah, and if you feel something in your abdomen when you hug me, that's just 9mm rounds going through your body.
That's a lie. It's his penis. That's his penis going right into your body there because he gets hard. So the longer the hug, the tighter, the better, and the harder he's going to get, okay? We appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you walk away. 7,700 reviews on Spotify. Again, I will shut the fuck up at 10,000 on each platform. If Spotify hits 10,000 first, then I'll just say go to iTunes, all right? So I'll take one of them off the list. Just get it over 10,000 so I don't have to fucking do this shit anymore. I love you. All right? We appreciate you tuning in, and then we'll keep you abreast as our bonfire sits here for the 2-year party once this whole shit melts to the ground. All right? For Dan and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everyone.